It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysteric, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, I don't know if we have any freakouts like that. But we do have some interesting moments to listen to this morning. We're going to let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. It's time for another emergency break of the week. And this has been a primetime player here for the last couple of decades. One Norm Hitchkiss. Remember a while back, this is when Norm first started at the Ticket and he had the late, great Pat Summerall on. And he was going on about Pat being in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But the game wasn't in Washington. If we could just maybe have a little flashback here and listen to that one more time.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
What?
Classic.
Well, Norm had a moment like that this week. He loves talking to the Goose. He loves the Goose. We all love the Goose. And he was giving Goose credit for some really hot sports opinions on the Big 12. Well, the problem is the Goose didn't write that article.
You wrote a column this morning that's really interesting. Goose, has the upheaval that marked the Big 12 four, 5 years ago, has that gone completely underground? Or is this conference again subject to some background maneuvering and grumbling?
Well, Kevin Sherrington wrote that column, for starters. Okay. And secondly, yeah, I think that it's
Well, that sounds fake Goose-ish there, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, Kevin Sherrington wrote that article, for starters.
What did Norm do?
Yeah, almost the Washington-type reaction. All right, one more time.
You wrote a column this morning that's really interesting. Goose, has the upheaval that marked the Big 12 four, 5 years ago, has that gone completely underground, or is this conference again subject to some background maneuvering and grumbling?
Well Kevin Sherrington wrote that column, for starters. Okay. And secondly, yeah, I think as long as the Big 12...
Boy, and that was messing up in front of the Goose, too. That had to just
hated that.
Shred Norm to do that. All right, so there's Norm, candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline, their board operator known as Mino. And they had Followell on to talk some Maverick basketball. And Mino is starting to really venture into the world of trying to trip up, and especially a guest like Followell, trip him up with fake Danny questions.
Seem like they bring out the best in him when he had LeBron last week and when he had to step up last night because Dirk was out, and hopefully tomorrow night will be more of the same.
I have a question.
Yes, Danny.
Do you use cash for all of your purchases?
No, I'm really I'm a debit card guy. Sometimes cash, but I'm a debit card guy.
Okay, Danny, thank you for that.
that was a good question. I enjoyed it.
What a time waste.
One of my favorite part was how he punctuated it with the
Yeah. I also like, too, if you listen carefully, you can hear the music in the background taken from another time when Danny said this. All right, one more time.
Seemed like they bring out the best in him when he had LeBron last week and when he had to step up last night because Dirk was out, and hopefully tomorrow night will be more of the same.
I have a question.
Yes, Danny.
Do you use cash for all of your purchases?
No, I'm really I'm a debit card guy. Sometimes cash, but I'm a debit card guy.
Okay, Danny, thank you for that.
That was a good question. I enjoyed it.
Remember when you got David Moore with the question of what year is it? Dang Mino. All right, he's candidate number two.
Those and the direction drops are so funny.
Oh, my gosh, I love the direction drops.
What are the direction drops?
He's got 10,000 drops of Danny just giving different directions. Like,
so we're there in Uptown next to the McKinney, you know, and they could be talking about a place in Fort Worth.
Yeah. They're talking about where the new L.A. stadium's being built for the NFL.
The cliff?
And then it'll be, he'll punch off something like...
It's near Kauffman.
Yes, right across from Bishop Arts.
Something like that.
That is going to be... That's north of 30. 35 and... We're 183 split, right around there.
Oh, that's funny.
So, Danny, where are the Olympic Games going to be held within the city of Rio?
On Fairmount?
No.
Preston and, what, like Campbell?
No, no.
God, those are funny. All right, there's Mino up for an e-break. And candidate number three comes to us from the Morning Musers, one... Scene Bass. Uh-oh. We're going to have to review this because did he say brown gray or brown and gray? It tripped us up yesterday during color talk.
White, number 9.
White.
Pink, 10. So, Gordo, your what? Favorite color brown yeah. is not even in the top 10.
Dang.
But I agree with you. I think it's a great color. Mm-hmm. I've always loved brown.
I think
brown.
Like brown gray is very underrated, too.
What is that?
If you just go through your closet, you have a lot of gray clothing. At least we do at our house.
Not black!
Gray clothing yeah. or brown gray?
Both.
What is brown gray?
I thought that's what he said.
No, brown's an underrated color, as is gray.
Oh, I thought okay. you said as is brown gray. Yeah, I love gray too. I've got a lot of gray clothing.
See, upon further review, the play... is nullified because he did say brown gray, did he not?
Yeah, I didn't pause enough there between the two.
Yeah.
And then when later he said, no, brown and gray.
And then I said both, which graceful confused me.
That's all right, Sean.
Is there a color known as brown gray?
I'm sure there's some paint color.
I've never heard of it.
All right, so those are your three candidates. One Norm Hitchkiss, David Mino, or Sean Bass. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote the correct way this morning. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
After very careful consideration, my vote goes to Hot Fried Georgie.
Hmm. Man, leave me alone. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. It's Jamie Zan.
Hey, oh. Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? I'm just having some corn royal with maple syrup.
What?
He's fine bass for the win.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Gordo, I've just been meaning to tell you thank you for establishing the ticket, for having the foresight of the idea of establishing this great radio station and bringing all these other guys along with you. Just thank you so much.
No, that's Mike. Mike did that. I didn't do that.
I guess that's a Norm vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Uncle Joe Skinlonen, and I'm going to vote for Norman.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Uncle
good,
Joe.
Good skin lining voice.
Yeah, call back sometime. We'll work you in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello. You're a sports caller, and you're on the air.
Hey there, George. Do you use cash for your purchases at the massage parlor when you get a massage with a happy ending?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
And cash, you know, like money.
Cash, cash
oh,
money.
Oh, yeah, cash. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, yeah, of course. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, it feels so cold outside. And you know what else feels cold? The touch of my penis.
Whoa.
That's a Norm vote, I guess.
I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. Shout out to Powerballs Miller and give me What is a Mino?
What is a Mino?
Thank you for you. Using that nickname.
The first one to ever do it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, hi. I'd like to vote for the Chilean sea bass, and I love.
I love you, madly, Georgia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket, both AM and FM.
I would like to responsibly vote for Norman Lucifer Hitchkiss.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, this is Mark Bavaro, and I'd like to vote for Norm's Dynamite D.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
All right.
One Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss.
You wrote a column this morning that's really interesting. Goose, has the upheaval that marked the Big 12 4 or 5 years ago, has that gone completely underground, or is this conference again subject to some background maneuvering and grumbling?
Well, Kevin Sherrington wrote that column, for starters. Okay. And secondly, yeah, I think as long as...
Nope.
How many wins is that for Norman?
That is the 78th win for Norman Django Hitzkiss.
Oh, man. All right, way to go, Norm.